Welcome to the Customer Success Playbook pregame show, where myself, Roman Trebon, and my co-host, Kevin Metzger, talk about our topic for the month in the customer success world. Kevin, our topic this month, onboarding, right? A pivotal moment in the life cycle of a client. You have any horror stories of onboarding that you've heard in your time?
Oh, man. There's a lot of horror stories about onboarding, and you know, customers too, right? Customers talk about a lot of times, you know, you get through the onboarding, you get into a relationship a little bit beyond, you've recovered from that, and they'll start talking about the times that were rough with onboarding.
Reminiscing, right? The old, remember that back when?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I think we want to try and figure out how to have nice, happy onboarding experiences, right? Because, you know, when you have to recover from it, the recovery process, you can gain confidence and gain trust and all that, but really stinks to go through a sales process. You get everybody all excited and happy, right? And then you go in with the onboarding process and it's like, you get the letdown. And, yeah, it's completely avoidable. It doesn't have to be that way. So, I think it's a great topic that we get to cover this month. How about you?
I'm excited for it, Kev. I mean, I think it's so pivotal. Like you said, you buy the solution or service or whatever you do, and you're in this great place. And if it goes wrong, then like you said, it's an uphill climb, and it's tough to get out of that, to be honest. And then you know what happens, right? Like, you know, the sales team's coming back like, hey guys, you know, let's talk to this client about X, Y, and Z. And you're like, well, you don't understand. This awful onboarding experience. They're not going to want to buy anything from us. We're lucky they're still with us. And I think, but there's a lot of things I think in onboarding that, and I'm hoping as we go through the month and we have a great guest lined up, Kevin, we have Melissa Caldwell from Flux. She's a vice president, been in the onboarding and customer success space for a long time. You know, I'm excited to talk to her. I know as you are. We talked to her a little bit as we lined her up to get on the show. And, you know, she came into an organization where they had like a one-size-fits-all approach. And she's going to talk to us about how they've really changed that and how they have tailored approaches for different clients, how she uses metrics, the tools they use. So we're really going to get into it in that. And so I'm excited to have her on the show and talk to her.
Yeah, no, I think that she'll be great to listen to. And you know, hopefully we'll get into, you know, the processes that really drive standardization across onboarding so that you can deliver consistently on an experience.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to pick her brain on is just how she and her role manages capacity, right? I think as you look at onboarding and, you know, you have X amount of resources and you have clients with different timelines and you have a bunch, you know, you have resources that you need to put on. And how does she manage that? How do you move some of those resources to free up capacity? I think, Kev, there's some automated onboarding, right? How do you get into that? How do you scale some of these operations, things you're doing? And so we'll get into that. I know we have an article coming out this month too on onboarding. So thank you to our audience. Our first article on the 30, 60, 90 day, plan for leaders that's out there. So check out our LinkedIn page. It's there, but we've gotten a lot of good traffic there, Kev. People are going to the assets, downloading. We have another article coming. You'll see it on LinkedIn. You'll see it on our website, all around onboarding and hopefully some best practices and lesson learned in there.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, also on LinkedIn, we got a little survey asking about how your organization set up for onboarding. So come join the survey. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, that's awesome. I need to get on there. I don't think I've even voted yet. I need to vote. So that'll be good. All right, Kev. Well, we got a busy month. Excited to have it. We've had a lot of traction on this onboarding topic. There may be some special episode down the line. Who knows? I don't want to give away too much, but excited to get into this. Talking about onboarding, it's like, you know, and again, I know this is a customer success podcast, Kev, and a lot of, you know, we'll get like, oh, is this, you know, my team doesn't do onboarding. I'm customer success. I come in after the fact. But, you know, it's about your customers being successful And if they're not successful through the onboarding experience, they're not going to be successful when they get to you, maybe as a CSM who's trying to work with them day in, day out.
Yeah, and also I think in the, you know, in the industry, there's a lot more drive towards bringing onboarding and customer success together because exactly that. And so I think as leaders, a lot of times the leaders own both functions. And even though there are separate functions, they are still under the guise of the customer success. You know, the one thing that's interesting, I think, that's a little bit of a dichotomy is onboarding oftentimes a revenue generating function in professional services. Whereas, you know, with the CS, you're not necessarily charging for that. Although I think there's a lot of places where you can, and some yeah. companies are, but so that's a little different. But besides those two kind of little items, which maybe aren't so little, but besides those two little items, like you are serving the same function, right? It's getting a customer to their first time to value, and then taking them from that first time of value to a steady state where they are being successful, working towards achieving their goals in why they bought your product. So,
yeah. So, Kev, I know that you love giving predictions on the show. So this will get released right before the Super Bowl. Do you have a prediction, Chiefs 49ers, that we can get on the record here? Your record on these is magical, so I wanted to get another one for our audience.
I don't know. I think the Swifties are going to end up being happy. Mahomes seems to pull it out all the time. So,
okay, you're taking the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right. Well, as you know, I am leaving for Vegas on Sunday. I got a conference out there this week. And I'm putting a little extra on the 49ers because of that pick. So I'm going to use your track
record. Probably some good advice.
Yeah, it'll pay for our hosting fee for a month. Who knows if we can win. Anyway, all right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We have a great, like I said, I'm excited for onboarding. Check out all the episodes throughout the month. We have Melissa coming up, as we said. Our post-game show will be out at the end of the month. And our article will hit sometime around post-Valentine. So maybe if you miss Valentine's Day, a late little gift would be sending the joy of our article for someone to read. So, all right. Thanks for listening. And Kevin?
Keep on playing.
Keep on playing. All right.